I have trodden in worse insults than that on the pavement. My God, man! If you're going to insult me, at least do it with a little style! A little panache! Good Lord! There are as many schools of insult as there are tribes of Israel, and is that the best you can come up with? I see I must teach you the art of the insult!
At last the sword came out, a noise like a snake uncoiling. The onlookers shivered with delicious horror and drew back as far as possible, boys thrust behind their mothers, wives peeping over their husbands' shoulders. Once more Cyrano's gray-brown eyes flickered toward the upper gallery of the theater, and he raised the hilt of his sword to his lips in salute to someone seated there. He did not remove his hat. Perhaps he knew that from up there its brim concealed his huge beak of a nose. Then his blade flashed. Fast as the spoke of a carriage wheel it moved. Its reach was as long as a moonbeam. In his hand it was summer lightning. His voice was calm and very slightly taunting. Such a silence had fallen that his words were audible from the front stalls to the upper gallery.
1. There is the insult theatrical. Let me give you an example.
Oh, brave new world that has such noses in it!
2. There is the insult geographical. Just walking round you is like rounding Cape Horn. 3. The insult inquisitive.
Does it not cause you to tilt over, monsieur? Or do you wear counterweights in your boots?
The crowd roared with laughter, while the fop roared with frustration, his lunges and parries hitting nothing but the empty air as Cyrano stepped deftly round him.
4. There is the insult, punning.
Where does Cyrano come to an end?
Nobody knows! 5. The insult, explanatory. Don't tell me you grew it that big to keep your feet from getting sunburnt! 6. The insult, medical.
When you have a cold, monsieur, Belgium floods.
7. The insult, biblical. It wasn't Ararat where Noah ran aground, you know.
By this time, the gallant had forgotten about sarcastic remarks, or showing off, or even fencing.